We've been talking about airlines, and I'm going to introduce a man who had plenty of battles with the airlines. But that's not why he's here today. He is here and in his capacity as chairperson of the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award Committee. He serves as secretary of the National Federation of the Blind. He's held many distinctions in our organization, a great friend and leader of ours. Here's James Geschel.
Live life you want. Nobody can stop you. Shoot for the sun and break on through.
Thank you, Mr. President, and my Federation family. You know, I was arrested at least twice on the airline. Yeah, these are... I'm proud of that. I joined the club at John Perret. Well, as the president has noted and the agenda has noted, this is the 11th time that we have presented the Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards on the final day of the National Federation of the Blind Convention. Aside from NFB's support, financial and otherwise, these awards are made possible with help from the Santa Barbara Foundation and the Alfred and Rosalind Perelman Trust. To date, we have presented $580,000. Yeah, go ahead and clap, that's a good one. $580,000 to 53 recipients, and we're gonna add 6 new recipients this year. A biography entitled The Blind Doctor, The Jacob Bolotin Story, has been written by Rosalind Perelman and is available in print and audio CD format from Amazon, or you can get it for free from the NLS program of the Library of Congress. Before you read any other book this year, if you have not read this story, you must do it. That is your required reading for the year. Now, Jacob Bolotin's story defines what it means to live the life you want. He was born in 1888. He only lived 36 years, but in that 36 years, he accomplished a whole lot more than most of us are able to accomplish in twice as many years. And he did it with precious little support to fulfill his dream, which he did fulfill, of becoming the first doctor, medical doctor, blind from birth. After attending the Illinois School for the Blind, he worked to support himself and his family in Chicago by selling matches, brushes, and typewriters door to door. But not only did he support himself and his family, but he also saved up enough money to go to medical school. People in the student division, I used to be your president, take note. Bolotin had no rehabilitation. You may say that's an advantage. He had no rehabilitation. He had no ADA or Section 504, and more particularly, he had no NFB to back him up. In the spirit of Newell Perry, Jacobus Tenbrook, Kenneth Jernigan, Mark Maurer, and Mark Riccobono, Jacob Bolotin broke down barriers and blazed new trails for us to follow. And in every way that really counts, he was part of our Federation family before we organized the family. Now, the annual awards program we conduct helps to keep Dr. Balaton's memory alive. It does so by recognizing exemplary people and projects at work on behalf of the blind. The awards include an amount of money that each recipient gets, but they also include a plaque, an engraved plaque and medallion, especially inscribed for the significance of the event. Here's the text on the plaque. Presented to, name of recipient, by the National Federation of the Blind and the Santa Barbara Foundation, July 2018. Now the medallion, which is suspended above the plaque, has the NFB logo appearing on the obverse side of the medallion and says, "The Dr. Jacob Balaton Award, celebrating achievement, creating opportunity." Then on the reverse side, there's Dr. Jacob Balaton's engraved bust appearing with this inscription. Dr. Jacob Balaton, 1888-1924, celebrating his life, the Alfred and Rosalind Perelman Trust. Now, for the 2018 Dr. Jacob Balaton Awards.
Ladies and gentlemen, the National Federation of the Blind is proud to introduce the 2018 recipients of our Dr. Jacob Balaton Awards. These six innovators have broken down barriers faced by blind people in innovative ways, changed negative perceptions of blindness in blind people, and pushed past existing boundaries to inspire blind people to achieve new heights. Our two individual winners, who are both blind, are Carol Begay Green, creator of the Navajo Language Braille Code.
I developed a Navajo Braille Code back in 2015. I've developed a plan to teach the Navajo Braille Code across the Navajo Nation. Yad e she'e ya, Carol Begay Green Yenisha, Irish Nisha, ho hedlini bashishin, she'e ya, besh bich ahi ado, bich ahni fashionale.
Peggy Chong, also known as the Blind History Lady.
Several years ago, somebody kind of gave me that little tag because I had been just finding all these little bits of odds and ends information and like to share it about blind people. I had been doing a genealogy project on my family since about 2003, and then every once in a while on the same page as an article about my great-grandpa would be this article about a blind person, and I would copy it and paste it and to another document and save it for researching later. And about 3 years ago, I decided it was time to bring it forward. Actually, it was about 4 years ago now. And I began a project called The Blind History Lady, taking a lot of the stories that I have been collecting over about 35 years and putting them into a format that other people can gain access to. I consider the people that I research my ancestors, and I have been collecting their data for a long time. And over the years, I've gotten some of my articles in like the Minnesota Bulletin or the Iowa History Journal. But to get this acknowledgement from my peers that this is important is really, to me, very special. As a genealogist, we often talk about how our families are the last to recognize us. So being recognized by my family with just a few years of starting this project to me is very, very special.
The four initiatives and organizations receiving Balaton Awards this year are Be My Eyes, a free service connecting blind people with sighted volunteers around the world. Co-founder and CEO, Christian Erfurt.
Be My Eyes is a very simple but powerful app enabling blind and visually impaired users to ask for visual assistance via their smartphone without having to decide who to call with the actual task at hand. What we do is that we match in time zone and language and establish a video connection to a sighted volunteer somewhere in the world who speaks the same language as you do. And since the call is forwarded until answered and that we send out the request in batches, the one who does take the call is someone who has time and resources to take the call and solve whatever challenge you have in front of you. My co-founder and the inventor behind Hans-Jürgen Weiberg is visually impaired himself and brilliantly came up with the idea of taking the part of calling someone out of the equation and setting up this community of sighted volunteers. One thing is media attention from a concept level because they identify and understand the concept, but to actually be honored and recognized by the industry and the users is something that means everything to us.
iBug Today, blind people training other blind people to use technology. President and CEO, Michael McCulloch.
We are a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to promote the individual independence, social integration, and educational development. We've had a few people actually use their skills that they've picked up, able to actually gain some employment. We had one member about a year ago actually got employed by one of our local Apple stores here in Houston. Just see somebody that came in, maybe not even owned any kind of smartphone, and you know, we helped them go out and purchase one and select one that would be useful to them and gain the training on it. And there have been several that as they've continued to gain the training, they themselves have become, you know, our mentors and trainers and facilitators. And so to hear how they've become successful and, you know, credit us for doing that is just a real blessing. And, you know, we couldn't do it without our volunteers, and they're the best part of our organization.
Ski for Light, connecting blind and sighted in the joy of cross-country skiing. President, Marion Elmquist.
Ski for Light was started in the U.S. in 1975, brought to the U.S. by a Norwegian immigrant who had been very involved in a similar program in Norway that was started in 1964 by a blind Norwegian entertainer. The whole idea is to share the love of outdoor activities and the sport of cross-country skiing with blind and mobility-impaired individuals, adults. We have an annual event each year. It moves around the United States. 250 to 300 people total are there, and that includes blind, visually impaired, mobility-impaired cross-country skiers and guides, volunteer guides. From what I've read of Dr. Balaton, it sounds like Ski for Light has been successful really in continuing his philosophy and his thought that being blind is not a barrier to living a successful and healthy lifestyle. And I think it really reinforces that we're doing the right thing.
The Tactile Map Automation Program, TMAP, of the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired of San Francisco. Scott Blanks, Senior Director of Programs.
Within minutes of making a phone call and providing an address, a tactile map can be embossed and either picked up at our San Francisco location if you're in the local area, or mailed to you within a couple business days. What the TMAPs allow you to do is get your hands literally on a top-down view of a particular neighborhood or section of a city. And it is one of the things that comes closest to giving folks who are able to see sort of that similar experience to a street view. The recognition is wonderful. What I'm really excited about, though, is that we are going to be able to connect so deeply with so many blind people and give them a tool that is simple, it's elegant, it's inexpensive, and it's going to unlock the world for them. You know, this is innovation, and that's what Dr. Balaton was all about. And so carrying on that tradition is something that I don't think I really have the words to express it, but it is a wonderful honor to be able to receive this award.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give each of these outstanding innovators a warm welcome as the National Federation of the Blind now proudly presents them with their 2018 Dr. Jacob Belawton Awards.
Okay, now we have six award winners this year, and you've heard from all of them. Isn't this an outstanding class? Now, just a word to the winners. We're going to distribute the awards, and we're going to tell you how much money you get. So if you'll come up as I call you by name, and we'll get that done. Carol Begay Green, creator of the Navajo Braille Code. Okay, here you go, Carol. Here's your Belawton Award, and congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations. Peggy Chong, the blind history lady. iBug, also known as iBug Today, connecting blind people with iOS and Android technology and teaching them how to use it. Congratulations to Michael McCulloch, President and CEO, who is here to receive the award on behalf of iBug Today.
Here, Michael.
Here's your award. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And say hello to the president over here. Okay. Ski for Light, sharing the love of cross-country skiing, blind and sighted people working together in an atmosphere of equal opportunity and just plain fun. When it comes to skiing, I always like to put in fun. So congratulations to Judy Dixon, who is here today to receive the Dr. Jacob Belawton Award in the amount of $5,000 on behalf of Ski for Light. And by the way, it strikes me that I may have forgotten to tell you how much money some of these people are getting. So I think I missed a couple. They've all been $5,000 so far. And so for the next $5,000, there we got it first, the TMAPS project of the Lighthouse for the Blind of San Francisco. Congratulations to Scott Blanks, who's Senior Director of Programs at the Lighthouse, who is here to accept the Dr. Jacob Belawton Award on behalf of the Lighthouse for the Blind of San Francisco. We're going to pause for just a moment, because after the committee selected the last two award winners, they asked me to present an editorial. So I'm going to present an editorial. This is the beginning of the editorial. About the use of the term light in the names of the last two award winners. While we respect your work, and we absolutely value the contributions you are making, we think you could do better by giving up the imagery of moving out of darkness into light, which is implied in your names. Ski for Light and Lighthouse for the Blind of San Francisco. In NFB, we just want to tell you that we have found our strength and our enlightenment, and they lie in empowerment. We're not lost in the dark hoping for the light one day. We have found our way through the spirit of Dr. Jacob Balaton and the wise guidance of the National Federation of the Blind. Now, what you guys do about your names is entirely up to you, not to us. But whatever you do, it does affect our lives. Please remember that. And that's the end of the editorial. Now, don't say that these award ceremonies aren't interesting sometimes. They hold surprises. Now for the final and the highest cash prize award this year. It also comes with the chance to say a few words to the group. And this is being given to Be My Eyes. Now, if you have an iOS or an Android device, and that device has a camera, then you can have a pair of eyes that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wherever you happen to be in the United States or in 150 foreign countries where over 180 different languages are spoken on the earth. This is a free service connecting blind people with sighted volunteers around the world. Congratulations to Hans-Jürgen Weiberg, founder of Be My Eyes, who is here to accept. Who is here to accept the Dr. Jacob Balaton Award in the amount of $25,000.
All right, Hans, here we go. Thank you so much.
There you go, my friend. And there's your award, and here's the microphone up here. There we go.
I'm starting to like this better and better. Thank you so much for this award. And with the honor and also the money, it does make a big difference when you are a small startup. So this is super, super important. I am myself a member of the Danish Blind Association. So I think you can understand that receiving this award is something super, super special when you are a blind guy from Denmark coming all the way over here and getting this. So thank you so much. I know firsthand that how important it is to get a little bit of help sometimes. I also know that I don't want to have this help around all the time. So, because they drink all my coffee. So with Be My Eyes, you can get those 20 seconds of help and then get rid of the helper in a nice way. and we have managed to get 1.5 million people to sign up to be your eyes. If you want to speak to all of them for 1 minute, it would take you 3 years, day and night. Then you should take a break. But just to give you an understanding of how many good people there is in this world, And they are really willing to help in all those languages and all that. So and also thank you to Rick Bono for inviting us over here and giving Christian the chance to speak yesterday. It has been a wonderful experience, and I'll be glad to come back next year.
Right. All right, Hans.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hans.
Here's your award, Hans.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that.
Here's your hat. What's your hurry? All right. Thank you, Hans. Now, here. And Hans, stay around here. Now, all of the members of the class of 2018 are now assembled right here around the podium behind me, Mr. President, and members of the National Federation of the Blind. This is the distinguished and very deserving class for the Dr. Jacob Balotin Award 2018. Please give them a round of applause. Please visit our Dr. Jacob Balotin Award webpage at nfb.org for more details about all of these projects, including the full length of their audio interviews. Thank you to Ron Brown and Mary Ellen Jernigan for providing their enlightened experience and wise guidance in selecting our award winners this year. Mr. President, this completes the report of the Dr. Jacob Balotin Award Committee and the presentation of our 2018 awards. Thank you very much.